Last week, explicit and degrading photos of Iraqi detainees being humiliated and tortured by U.S. occupation forces at Abu Ghraib prison were circulated in the media. The photos caused at least a temporary international outcry. The White House and the Pentagon went into damage control frenzy, condemning what Bush claimed represent the actions of a few. But this belies what Iraqis have known for months to be true, having heard the stories of their brothers and sisters as they are released from detention. Ismail Daoud is an activist with the National Association for the Defense of Human Rights in Iraq. He co-authored a report on human rights violations and the compensation process in January 2004, and he's currently working on a second report documenting human rights violations perpetrated by occupation forces against detainees. Ismail, I was wondering if you could describe a little bit what your reaction and what the reaction of your organization, as well as what the larger reaction of the Iraqi people were to those photos when they were released in the media last week.
Yes, for the Iraqis, for the NGOs, actually they were not surprised about what they seen because was an information about these things are happening, and not only in Abu Ghraib prison. Abu Ghraib prison is the big prison, and the things are going on inside maybe better than the other places, like the detention center inside the military bases. The first thing that the humiliation started from the beginning, from the when they start to arrest the people, the humiliation starts from this point during the searching, handcuffing everyone in the house, also women's and children's, putting the plastic bag on their heads. And we have some reports about people were being died because of their plastic bag, because there were an old man, as example, an old man in Samarra, they put in the tank with this plastic bag and his hand handcuffed behind him, and he was shouting, I cannot breathe, and in the end he was dead. So the humiliation, the torture start from the beginning, from the arrest. And after the arrest, people, they take them first to the military and base detention center in these, and these are the places, the most places that the Iraqi prisoners face the torture and the humiliation, because they start to investigate there in the military and base. We have information about Dora Refinery, we have Silo Samarra, we have another places. In these places, it seems to be a strategy for the Americans to use beating or torture to have information, especially when something happened, as something like explosion or something. They have seen some resistance in this place, and the humiliation continued. And when they take them for the prisons, the fact that their family doesn't know what is the charge and where are they taking their sons, and something known here in Iraq that the Americans doesn't give the information about the prisoners, and they didn't allow their families to see them, and the lawyers, especially when we are speaking about security prisoners. And security prisoners for the American, it means that the persons who are may involve with resistance, or they have some information about them, and doesn't matter if this information are correct or not. So these things are not surprised us. We know that the humiliation are there, and there are tortured in everywhere in Iraq. And something else, you can find the humiliation also when they released the prisoners. As example, in one case, they took some prisoners and they put in a truck and they drive in the night and they stopped beside a highway not far away from Abu Ghraib prison. And they asked prisoners to get on from the truck and they leave them without, some of them were not having shoes, some of them were dressing the dress that the American soldiers wrote numbers or something behind, and some of them were injured because of a shooting or something like that, and they leave them without money, without anything. So in our opinion, the humiliation are continued and the tortured is available.
So in a lot of ways, people weren't surprised at all by the photos, because these stories of torture have been circulating because people have been being released from detention and people are telling their families what happened. And so in some ways in Iraq right now, in Baghdad, it's well known that this has been going on.
Yeah, of course, it's true. And also that the excuses that the Americans want to say that maybe there are some soldiers or some of them are responsible about that. No, it's not true. The truth that it seems to be a strategy for the Americans. The humiliation and the torture, it seems to be a strategy. And the many times we try to speak with about these things inside reports in the local newspapers or in some as example in Solidarity Days, we spoke about detainees and we spoke about what's going on, but the fact is that the Americans refuse to listen. And the Iraqis well understand that the American they are not honest about what's going on inside prisons.
Have you been able to go into Abu Ghraib prison to yourself speak with detainees and monitor what the situation is there?
No, not me, and also no one from the Iraqi NGOs, also the foreigners, except the Red Cross maybe. But for the Iraqis, the information are collected from the people who've been arrested in Abu Ghraib and released. And these persons can tell you amazing stories. Some of them are about the treatment in simple details, about the food, about the healthcare, and etc., etc. So our information coming from the people who've been released. That's it, because we are not allowed to go inside the prisons to see or to monitor.
Do you think that the fact that there's been not only a large outcry here in Iraq, there was a demonstration of families outside of Abu Ghraib prison yesterday, but also the fact that the international community seems to be at least temporarily outraged by the photos that they have seen. Do you think that this will have an impact on the ways in which detainees are treated by occupation forces over the coming months?
I think there will be differences, but is not the hope to see another way from the Americans, because first they have to allow the Iraqi NGOs to see inside, to go inside prisons. They should allow the Iraqi lawyers, but it's good to have pressure against them to do something about the detainees. But in my opinion, is the only way is to allow the Iraqi lawyers, Iraqi NGOs, the Iraqi human rights activists to go inside prisons and to see what's going on.
What sort of actions are people in your human rights organization or in other organizations in Baghdad or elsewhere in Iraq taking against this specific manifestation of sort of a racist, dehumanizing policy that the Americans are perpetrating inside the prison?
Some of them are thinking about to do some press conference or to speak through articles in newspapers. The hard thing for the Iraqis is to have the experience to explain about this information, these reports. We don't have enough experience. We don't have enough inside Iraq. You cannot have the high technology to have a press conference, active press conference. Especially where are some many of the foreigners are leaving from Iraq. This is will be the main problem for the Iraqis, because in the last few months they can do something with the foreign NGOs to cooperate, to do an active press conference, an active reports, an active articles, but now it will be more difficult.
Well, that leads into the important question of what those of us who are foreigners here, or those of us who are living in places like Canada or in Quebec, can do to stand in solidarity with people in Iraq who are facing this sort of torture and who are also trying to fight and struggle against it and for basic human rights and for some basic justice here. What are ways in which people can show their solidarity?
Yeah, I think is now it start to be, as I told you, it start to be difficult. But I think it's the responsibility of the world community to show solidarity by cooperating with the Iraqi NGOs, starting to have an office for the foreign NGOs here in Baghdad, and to do some activities with the Iraqi organizations, with the Iraqi NGOs, not only against occupation. And this is could be something to explain for the Iraqis that the foreigners are not all the same, and there are differences between the army and the NGOs and the politics and the human rights and etc. things. And it's their responsibility, because we don't have the experience, and we don't have the power here in Iraq, because we are an occupied country, and when you are occupied, it means that you cannot take your decisions. This is happening for the Iraqi parties, the Iraqi NGOs. For that reason, I think they can do a lot. They can work here. They can do activities, and they can start to cooperate with the Iraqi NGOs.
Are there any further comments you have, or is there anything else you want to say about the issue of injustice, humiliation, torture of detainees in general, or about the photos specifically?
Yes. I think is the best way is not to say that there are 3 or 4 or 10 soldiers are responsible about this. We think that the whole system of the detention center is not good. That's
thank you, Ismail. This is Andrea Schmidt speaking with Ismail Dawood from Occupied Baghdad.